had it confirmed yesterday by the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment that the government has signed off on the fracked gas terminal in the Shannon estuary. That's despite the fact there was thousands of people who were involved in the campaign and contacting Richard Bruton and Leo Varadkar, asking them to use our phrase, do the right thing and remove the fracked gas terminal from the PCI list. Because once it's on the PCI list, that means it can avail of fast-tracked planning, permit granting and also access to financial support. It goes against the democratic process in that the majority of the Dáil parties had expressed opposition to it. Thousands of people had contacted the government and TDs in person and on social media and on email. It goes against the wishes of the thousands of young people who have been marching for climate action and demanding urgent action to tackle the worst impacts of climate change. Probably most importantly as well, it goes against our own fracking ban in 2017. So it makes no sense whatsoever that we can ban fracking on the grounds of public health, water pollution, air quality, but yes, we can be quite happy then to import it from other communities in the United States who are going through the same struggle. That doesn't politically or morally hold up for us.
The response that you've been getting from local TDs in the past when it came to banning fracking in the Northwest region, the likes of, say, for instance, Deputy Tony McLaughlin, very much to the fore on that cause, a champion for you on that cause. Have you heard anything from the local elected representatives, especially government TDs, about this decision?
Well, in relation to local TDs, Martin Kenny was supportive from the very, very beginning and expressed his support again. We launched the campaign to remove this project from the PCI list. Fianna Fáil TDs, Eamon Scanlon, spoke out in the Dáil a day or two before it went to Europe to go on the PCI list. And from Tony McLaughlin, we've heard absolutely nothing, despite repeated attempts to contact him to make a statement. And, we would have been calling on Deputy McLaughlin as someone who played such a pivotal role in the anti-fracking movement and then helped deliver such a huge piece of legislation in a fracking ban, the Dáil. We would have been hoping that, of all TDs, he would have stood up and supported us and tried to protect his own ban. But unfortunately, we've heard nothing from the government TDs and the government in general intent on pressing through with this project, regardless of the concerns that local people have, the people across the country and indeed in the United States have.